Hi, Mahil.
Hi, mate. Just left Stuart. Stuart says he will put a stat demand in. He'd ideally like Kelly to look over it.
Yeah.
But if Kelly can't look over it, he will look over it.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it would be madness for him to not put it in because it's to his detriment.
I think I spoke to George and Adam earlier for about an hour.
Yeah.
It was just a standard, let's have a chat about having a chat afterwards. So I'm not quite sure how, you know.
George said he was going to have a conversation at 4 with us in like an hour, and it still hasn't happened. He's since dropped off the radar again, by the looks of it, from his WhatsApp.
Well, he just sent me a message saying he's going to have dinner and then we'll reply or whatever. But, you know, I wouldn't expect a decision this evening, blah, blah, blah. To be honest, Jason, I'm a bit lost. I'm a bit like, I know what I want to do, which is probably the same as what everyone else wants to do, but we all seem to be hanging on George, and, you know, unless someone's willing to, inverted commas, break rank, and I'm not fucking instigating anything here, but someone, you know, or if, unless everyone as a group goes, look, this is what we're doing, and this is,
yeah,
you know, we're going to be in the same situation tomorrow, and then it's Friday the day after, and then it's the day after that, and then it's another week, which will be, let's talk about Valkyrie call on Thursday. But, you know, I've said to George, look, you know, I've trusted you with my shares.
Yeah.
In fact, I've trusted you, Jason, with my shares.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't question the money that goes into Ginkgo. I don't fucking, like, and I'm like, if you don't trust me at this level, when are you going to trust me? And, you know, the business is suffering. Business development isn't happening, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, something has to give. You know, Adam, I like Adam Vose a lot, but I think he's just, you know, George's sort of... George's friend or whatever, and so we don't really get any firm action out of Adam, and so we are where we are, which is where, you know, we're all waiting on George again.
I mean, the long and short of it, from a business point of view as well, when all this shit's out the fan, you know, come out the fan, it really needs, the business needs someone, either you, Matt, on that sort of line to push it forward.
Well, I did say to George on the chat that from next week I'm going to take the office for half a day every day,
mm-hmm.
to just sort of develop stuff, which Alex can't do because he's on legal. Alex can't do, but also I've got 20 years in the city,
yeah,
with a heck of a, you know, contact book, blah blah blah. Now George might push back or whatever, but to be honest, I'm just going to go in and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants to physically drag me out, or you know, the only other person that can is you. So,
yeah.
But you know, I'm just like, we have to get stuff moving. And I think, you know, this is, no one's planning a mutiny or anything, but
yeah.
People just have to be a bit more firm with their opinions. And I'll let George get back to me this evening you guys or whatever, and you know, we'll see how things go.
George and I have often had conversations that Aubrey isn't somebody like you who will diss people when they need to be dissed, basically. And it does need to happen. And Ranveer, although he's angry, you know, and a horrible person and all that, you need somebody occasionally to put their foot down. Otherwise, you get the Raj and Shant types who just take advantage of the situation,
as they
have done with George. And they exploit George's sort of niceness, if you like, in a way, and it's naivety in terms of how the city works. I mean, the reality of it is Matt is in that building, and I've said this to George. I wouldn't say be too explicit that I've said this to you, but you know, we can use Matt and his locality and say, you know, Matt and Aubrey and possibly Linton meet up probably twice a week. It only has to be for like 30 minutes ago, and just have Matt just set down an agenda for Aubrey to sort of follow through on, just to make sure things get pushed forward and the, you know.
The unfortunate thing is that George has Aubrey running around on all this other shit, so Aubrey can't actually sort of run the business.
Yeah, but this is you need someone like Matt.
You know, we've lost so many staff,
mm-hmm.
that haven't been replaced. We've lost Anita, Sarah,
mm-hmm.
Raj, Charles, blah, 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 and they've been replaced by one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so at some point, someone needs to think about the business and developing the business. So even if Schneider does come,
mm-hmm.
we've got more business, we've got more revenues of income, blah, 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 which Alex Piper and I have talked about.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not even an issue anymore if Schneider comes. But right now, everyone's so focused on dancing to this legal tune that it's like, you know, what the fuck?
The fact that it's delayed, you know, even more, you know, it's just music to Schneider's ears, basically, again.
Yeah, no, I agree. Anyway, look, I'll let George get back to me this evening and we'll see sort of where we go from there. But, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know if he's going to call you guys this evening or not. How long are you in town for?
I'm darting off in town for a little bit, so I probably won't get back till about 11-ish.
No, I mean, are you going back tomorrow?
Tomorrow, at the end of the day. I pre-booked like yonks ago, basically. But I'll be probably back down next week or the week after. I've got tickets booked pretty cheaply for Tuesday to Thursday.
My theory is that, you know, nothing's going to go out tomorrow. Life School goes into liquidation on Friday.
Yeah.
Which is when HMRC are planning it.
Yeah.
And Schneider and I basically phone up HMRC and go, we'll pay the debt. Yeah. And then HMRC go to their liquidator. Oh, we've had a bit of, you know, because HMRC don't care about other creditors. They care about their money.
Yeah.
And so HMRC will go to their liquidator. Oh, there's a bid here from our group.
Yeah.
And it'll be a prepackaged insolvency.
Yeah. No,
but,
George
isn't listening, and so they're still pursuing this deal. And that's why I think Stuart's stat demand going in.
Yeah.
And I think Stuart should also let HMRC know that he's put a stat demand in against business.
Yeah, and I concur. I mean, something needs to go out to the insolvency service and HMRC to sort of say what's sort of happening. Otherwise, I just don't know what George is mentally thinking through at the moment, because he sort of, you know, he has his moment like the other night, and then he goes back to what he has been today, and it's just like sort of going around in swings and roundabouts. It just keep consistent.
All right, well, I'm on the phone all evening, so if you hear from him or anything else comes up, just let me know.
Okay, cool.
All right, thanks.
All right, cheers. Bye.